The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Higher, baby, you're in the right place. Sorry, I was having trouble with my mic. It's all limp.
What's wrong with it? I hate those limp mics.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is kind of funny that I said that because we're going to be talking about sex today with a lot of people here. Mylon Ross is even going to be on the show talking about the effects that getting healthy has on your sexy life. And Robin Perry Braun. And, of course, April Barnes is a sexologist. She's new to the show. I met her. We rode together at White Rock. So I met her for the first time with my friend Carla Palmer. And I can't remember the name of the other lady that was with us right now at my mind. Anyway, they were all great ladies, and we had fun, and so we're going to row again in a couple of weeks. But April is a sexologist, cool. and so that's we're going to be talking all about that, and you're going to teach us a few things, right? Well, and sex is a very important part of life. It really
Absolutely.
Is. And there goes my mic again. I don't know what's.
Hey, how was your vacation?
Oh my gosh, Robin! I had so much fun. I really did.
I'm so glad.
I spent one whole day at the ocean, like the whole day. That was my favorite day. And you know, I was doing a sound check last night, listening to the show in Houston, and I misspoke because I didn't communicate clearly. I said that I didn't find any good food in Cocoa Beach. What I meant was I didn't find any good food at all the Disney or the Universal Studio. All those properties had nothing but processed food.
Yeah,
it was terrible. But in Cocoa Beach, actually, there was one restaurant that we found not only great food, but a great general manager. Her name, I mentioned it yesterday. Her name is Dana Mirjanovic at Rusty's Seafood and Oyster Bar in Port Canaveral, Florida.
Yay.
She's amazing. Okay, so not only is she trying to change the restaurant business, so when we were going to, I parasailed too.
All
800
right.
feet up over Woo. The ocean, scared the bejesus out of myself, but it was good. It felt really good to scare myself. and just be out in the ocean, and I boogie board for hours and hours. But this particular restaurant has a net all around it, okay, for all the straws and just, you know, packages of sugar,
right.
You know, remnants of
trash.
All different kinds of things,
yeah.
Just trash in general that goes into the ocean. And so Dana took it upon herself to put this net all around the restaurant. She's actually going to come on the show because she's trying to help change the food industry by leading by example. She's using corn straws instead of plastic straws. And so when we went to the rowing place, I'm so excited. You know, one of the reasons I'm so jacked up today? This is true, Danny. Listen, I actually got to go 100 miles an hour today for the first time in like a month because I was in a loaner car for a month. Yes. And I haven't had my wheels. Not only have I not had my car, so when I get my car back, it's got new brakes and all new tires. Well,
nice.
I don't have to tell anyone how good that feels.
Yeah.
And so I've just been like, you know.
Your adrenaline
testing
is still
it.
Going.
I've been racing through Dallas like Jimmy Fallon. Okay. And so that was one of the features at Universal Studios. That was fun. It was worth it. But I'm a huge Jimmy Fallon fan.
Yeah,
like, I
Universal
love
Universal and Islands of Adventure. Because I didn't get to talk to you before you left.
Yeah.
I would, if anyone's going to Disney and only has time for one thing, forget all the Disney parks. Go to Universal Islands of Adventure.
Oh, I didn't go. Did I go to the Island of Adventure? I guess that's
where
I was.
They're right next to each other.
We went so many different places.
Yeah.
I know we didn't get to Epcot, but we got to do the classic Space Mountain. But the new Happily Ever After extravaganza at the end is absolutely amazing. And I still can't find my notes that I printed because I want to share with you some of the messages from it. And I just thought it was beautiful. And, of course,
cool.
I cried. You know, it doesn't
Big
take
shock.
Much. Speaking of love and sexology. And so, yeah, I had a great time. I did. But Dana, this restaurant owner, truly is a leader. Very, very That's bright awesome. Woman. And so she's taking charge of starting small, okay, just simply changing the straws. And it's really, you know, a huge difference. So I actually made some
notes. So they're basically
notes.
Biodegradable. So you use the straw, yes. And then when it goes in, it dissolves
but,
in water.
But people don't realize that the straws not only is more plastic going into the environment, in the ocean it gets caught, like turtles try to eat them, they get right. lodged in their throat, mm-hmm. they go up in their nose, and all yeah. these awful things.
Yeah.
And so kudos to, you know, Rusty's and Dana for trying to make a difference in the world. Actually, we're going to have her on the show, and I didn't realize this until, you know, I don't know if you saw my ice cream post from Disney World. Where the ice cream had maltodextrin in it. That was the second ingredient
on
the no sugar added on the chocolate and vanilla swirl and the maple pecan. And so I just can't turn it off. I can't. I can't just put something in my body without reading it. And everyone should be that way. And then maybe we'll finally have some change. And the government, the FDA, will listen and put maltodextrin on that list that it must be listed as a sugar. Yeah. Because it is. It spikes your glycemic mm-hmm. index, I believe, twice that of table sugar. And
wow.
So I went 100 miles an hour today. And so I love it. I love my car. I know there's other people that can relate that just really love to drive. Yeah. I know, Danny, you like to drive too, don't you? But have you ever driven like a race car, like a, you know, like a real sporty car like mine?
No. Well, no, I had a sports car.
I think I would be. I would go on a racetrack with someone else driving and go 100 miles an hour.
Have you never gone 100?
Well, I've probably gone 90.
Okay.
But I don't know. Thrills like that just aren't on my bucket list. I'm not a high adrenaline person. I like calm and peace.
Yeah. Well, see, I just, my car handles so well.
Well, but you're confident at your ability to drive at 100 miles an hour.
Well, and it's, and I was thinking here, just joking around.
Maybe the open highway with no cars
well,
around.
Yeah. Well, my car is the closest yeah. thing that to having sex that I have right now. So. Giving me that thrill.
Gives
very
you
responsive, lots of
That's
horsepower.
Right.
You know,
you're in control.
Well, that can be good and bad. You know, sometimes
buzz.
You got to give up a little control.
All right.
Got a lot of dopamine racing. Yeah. So, yep.
Well, why don't you go where it's legal? Take one of those trips around the, around Texas Motor Speedway, or you could go to
Germany.
It's true. Or you could go to Ennis for the, I think you could do the dragsters too.
Well, you know what started it is that's where I really learned to drive is in Germany on the Autobahn, and that's one of the reasons. And we've got 83 listeners in Germany, by the way.
Wow.
Woo-hoo.
So
now there's
buses
and
they're going, what's the big deal about driving 100 miles an hour? What's the big deal?
Now there is not a maximum. There's a minimum, right?
Oh yeah.
If you go under 80,
you can't go under 80 on the Autobahn. You have to, I believe it's 80. It used to be. It may have changed. I haven't driven over there in a while, but yeah.
So my little Yugo won't, not allowed. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I had a Volkswagen Beetle. That's what but I still drove it fast. It
oh,
had,
wow. Yeah.
You know, and so I think
How fast can a Beetle go?
Well, it went 100. It went 100.
Get out of town.
Yeah, it did. But it was. But it,
did it have? Did it have number 53
well,
on it?
It was
Herbie
German.
The kilometers. Or was
it never
it
saw
miles.
U.S. ground, so I'm sure it was engineered for the Autobahn.
I'm sure it was. Yeah.
How
yeah,
about that for knowing that a number from Disney?
So, Danny, your car 53. Was the Unogo.
Yeah. No, I had a back in the day. I had a. I had an RX-7 Turbo 2.
Oh, I did too.
Turbo 2.
A red one.
Yep. Yep,
that was popular.
That was probably the. Actually, it wasn't because it was a limited edition.
Oh,
so
yeah.
there wasn't,
well, mine wasn't
many
new.
Of those. There wasn't many of those made. It was the anniversary edition.
Yeah.
But
well,
I
they
had,
were one of the sports cars people could afford.
It is kind of Yeah. I mean, it was still back in the day. I think it was 30-some thousand, which is pretty
That's,
expensive.
Yeah, that
you
was
know,
a
in
lot.
The late in the late 80s. Now I didn't pay that for it, but
yeah.
but yeah, you know. Robin, my sweetie,
not me.
You know, Robin, you're a sweetie, but she will laugh at this, but I got it up to over 110 one time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just wanted to see, okay, let's get this turbo kicked in and see how fast it'll go. And it, you know, and I had still lots to go. The reason why I say Robin will laugh at me because she accused me for being a slow driver and not accused, I am a slow driver. I get those zones where your zone, you... Bernadette, go fast.
I do.
When I'm in one of
but
those
only
zones.
But only when it's safe, I have to say. you know, I'm not an idiot. I know how to drive well.
Yeah. But I get in one of those zones where I'm like thinking, and then I noticed, oh, I'm going like 20 miles under the speed limit.
Well, that's what happened to me this morning because I've got the new wheels and the new brakes. And so I'm driving, and I didn't even realize I was going 96. I'm like, holy shazé, I'm going 96. So I thought, I looked ahead and I had some space. I thought, well, I might as well go 100. Here we go. And so I just give it a little gas, you know, and I was like, woohoo.
Thank God the speed trap wasn't there at 100.
Yeah, because I would have had to go to jail, right?
They could take you to jail.
They can take you to jail at 100.
If it's it's over double.
It's almost like, you know, reckless driving would be, not that I have experience in that, but that would be considered reckless driving. That's almost as bad as a DUI.
Well, it is if you're in a car that's not built for it. My
car
is...
if you go over 100, like if you're going 105, 110 in a school zone, you go to jail.
Oh, you deserve to if you're an idiot and would do something like that. We're talking out on open road, you know, nobody around you, like, get on it. Some fun because life is short. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? We've got a great show coming up. We've got Mylon Ross. He's going to be talking about the effects that getting healthy has on your sexy life. Robin Perry Braun's going to be talking about the law of reciprocity. And April Barnes, she's new to the show. She's a sexologist. We're going to be talking about love and sexology. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Do you want to reverse the early signs of aging? Hi, this is Bernadette. Do what I do. Pixel Perfect is an aesthetic laser treatment that lifts away years from your face. It can help reverse the early signs of aging and helps counteract years of sun damage or acne scarring. It provides noticeable results. Imagine a dramatic new you. To learn more, go to LynnRobertsMD.com. That's L-Y-N-N-E, RobertsMD.com. Or call 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300. And tell them that Bernadette sent you.
Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio and April Barnes. They both know a little bit about sex. April is a sexologist and Robin Perry Braun works specifically with sex and sexual addictions as a counselor. And Mylon Ross, how are you doing today, Mylon?
Absolutely amazing. How are you guys doing?
Amazing. I've been just getting so much exercise and fresh air in the last week, and I got back and I've been eating really well, and I really feel amazing. You know, I really do, and it does make such a difference. And so today, I know with you, this is great that we're talking about this. Let me give people your bio if they don't know who you are. So Mylan Ross, since attending a Whole Foods immersion program, Mylan has lost over 240 pounds and more than 30 inches off of his waistline. He has been featured in over 20 national magazines and newspapers. He writes a monthly column in Vegan Health and Fitness Magazine, Vegan Lifestyle Magazine, and the new health magazine Fit Over 40. Mylan recently co-authored the book entitled The Change with Scott Stoll. And in December 2015, Mylan Ross launched a brand new vegan food line called Full Flavor Vegan. His brand is sold in Whole Foods markets across America, and he recently signed on as a national spokesperson for one of our sponsors, Sun Warrior. Love this guy. Go to his website, fullflavorvegan.com. That's fullflavorvegan.com. Okay, Mylan, I want to hear what you have to say about the effects that getting healthy has on your sexy life.
Well, let me just say this. I speak, as you guys know, literally all over the world, and I have met people who suffered from things like erectile dysfunction. And they've told me how changing to a plant-based diet has helped them correct those things. But for me, when you're over 500 pounds, and my wife, who is 110 pounds, you know, getting your boogie on is like, it is crazy. It is incredibly difficult. It is not fun. It is not sexy. You know, it is not any of those things. What I found was when you lose the weight, not only does your energy level go way up, my wife is like, hey, we're not 19.
Why not? What's wrong with her?
But the other thing is that everything works like it's supposed to.
Isn't it amazing?
It's not, and people don't understand it. It changed dramatically. My wife and I were, and this sounds crazy, but we fell in love with each other, that part of our relationship, all over again, because we were able to experience it the way you should be able to. And at 500 pounds, it was not, you know, I hate to say it this way. You're like, people always say, did the flag not stand up? That wasn't the problem. I was saluting, but I couldn't see the flag.
Well, you know what? You're going to laugh. So when I was on vacation, there was one couple in particular that I was kind of looking at and observing and thinking to myself, how do they have sex? You know, because they were both like extremely heavy. And I know that. It's probably a little too much information.
No, but I mean, believe me, I was there. You're like, I hope we're doing it right. And then when you lose the weight and it's gone, when you have a 16-inch gut, you know, not only could my wife not put her arms around me, but she was, you know, I jokingly said she was 10 feet away from me.
Well, yeah.
And so you when you get rid of that, and there's a whole different intimacy that happens. And people, you know, if you don't want to do it because it's great for the planet, if you don't want to eat right because it's great for your health, then do it because it's great for your bedroom.
Absolutely. Well, in your life, it gives you balance. I mean, you know, we've got April here. She's a sexologist. Robin Perry Braun, a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions. We're all, this is, you know, it's good to have sex education, and it's good to talk about health and the connection between the two. And I think when you feel better physically, you feel better mentally, you have more confidence, you're more willing to...
Can actually be on.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was thinking in terms of speaking from energy is that at 500 pounds, like all of your energy every day was just spent surviving. I don't know you had how you even had any extra energy to want
and
to have sex. That takes a lot of energy.
That you end up going through a period where you're frustrated. It's not that you can't sustain. In terms of, you know, keeping an erection or doing any of those things. But what happens is that your energy level can't sustain.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 minutes in, I'm sweating like I just ran a full marathon.
Right.
And praying, my brain isn't even on the intimacy that's happening. It's right. on not having a heart attack that's going
to
kill me.
Right. Well, and your blood can't go to where it needs to go in order to perform because you're too busy trying to, you know, take care of the 500 pounds that you're carrying around.
Exactly. Sometimes you can't. Let the heart beat, actually.
Well, you know, Mylan, you don't have to be 500 pounds to also be diabetic, and that's also symptoms of diabetes, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And people don't realize that. You know, they think that even things like erectile dysfunction is something that is you know, you got to be old, you got to be something else is wrong. It is a symptom of diabetes. It is a symptom of possible heart disease. Those things, it's letting you know that something is truly off. And it's not just you as a man can't perform as a man anymore.
Mm-hmm. And your plant-based diet took care of that, didn't it?
It took care of everything. I've never personally had erectile dysfunction. However, I did have where I had no energy. And it was to the point, my wife looks like a supermodel. And I'm not just saying that. She is gorgeous. I married way, 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 way up. But I couldn't, our sexual life was not what it, nowhere where it should have been because I was always tired.
Mm-hmm.
I was exhausted. So it was a chore instead of it being this amazing experience. And once the weight came off, it definitely took care of it. Like I said, she's like, we're not 19. You know, so it got to the point where now we're able to have that intimacy truly. And it's not a problem. It's not, I'm not exhausted. She's not exhausted.
Well, and it can be a great workout too, Mylan, right? I mean, it's resistance training, right?
Best ass workout you ever got in your entire life.
What were you going to say, April?
No, I was just going to say, whenever you do lose the weight, it removes a lot of the limitations that is physically the limitations that you put on your body. And I mean, just even in different positions, whether it is getting it up
right,
or not.
Moving around, yeah.
Yeah, just moving up and moving around so you can perform.
Some flexibility.
Right, for your pleasure and her pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So. Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
What else do you want people to know about this, Mylan?
I would say to people this. Listen, guys, if you're overweight, and you know what it's personally like. I mean, 4 years ago, I wouldn't have got on radio and said any of this. I would have been embarrassed. But know this, if you correct everything that you do to correct your health, I've said this many, many times, it affects every aspect of your life. So including in your bedroom with your significant other, if you're not going to do it for the planet and the animals, do it for the intimacy. I guarantee it'll change everything. You'll fall back in love. Your significant other will fall back in love. And if you guys are both struggling with obesity and you both lose it, man, I feel bad for your neighbors.
Yeah, and you do fall back in love, don't you? When you the sex life, you know, sex isn't everything, and it certainly isn't, and you can speak on this too, April, of course, but sex isn't everything. But sex, good intimacy is critical to true love.
Right.
It is absolutely critical.
And just health and well-being and nurturing
balance.
And loving and balance. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, it's so important on so many levels, as you said, in our life. And you know, I personally, just from this past week, you know, being off, getting some free time to free my mind, my soul, my spirit, to get out into nature, be in awe of nature, to play in the ocean and move my body around. When you're having sex like that, you feel better too, because you are, you know, on your days off where you're not lifting weights, you can have like, you know, crazy sex and get a great workout in, right?
And you can reconnect with nature that way too. It's human nature.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the cover of Men's Health, I'm going to ask you this, Mylan. Where is it? Okay, on the cover of Men's Health, it says wild sex in cars, hammocks, and trees. Who's done it in a car?
Are we supposed to raise our hands?
Yes. Right. Who's done it in a car? Have you done it in a car, Mylan?
I have done it in a car.
Okay.
Who hasn't done it in a car?
I know, who hasn't? I actually conceived a child while driving in a car.
Oh my gosh, while driving 100 miles an hour down the tollway?
Not 100, but in a Lincoln. Anyway, oh, nice. It was fun. Anyway, so wild sex. Hammocks, anybody ever done it in a hammock?
I have not. That sounds like
that's,
it would be
that's
tough.
That sounds challenging.
Yeah, talk about balance.
Yeah, that's the gymnast. The gymnast.
Okay.
Challenge.
Yeah. And how about in a tree? Anybody ever done? I love trees, but I don't think I've never had sex in a tree. I've had sex near a tree,
under a tree, near a tree, not in a tree,
not in it.
Not in the tree. Well, you know, I think that there's some really good suggestions in here. I recommend that you get this copy because you have to be in good shape to do some of this. If you look at some of the positioning and just the strength that it would take, first of all, to climb the tree and get up there in the tree and do what you're going to do in the tree, right?
And then sustain yourself so that you don't fall out,
out of the
tree.
There
you go.
is a treehouse cheating? Or
yes, that's
exactly.
Cheating. Oh, my gosh. Well, Mylan, always great having you on the show. And thank you for being such a tremendous spokesperson for Sun Warrior. I had my shake this morning.
I just wanted to mention I'm shooting a new round of commercials with Sun Warrior next week that'll be out very, very soon. There's several out now. I'm currently on the cover of Vegan Health and Fitness magazine.
Love
with
it.
My beautiful wife. And I'm on the back cover of that same magazine, which has never happened in any magazine where someone was featured on both the front and the back.
Wow.
The same age, so check it out.
I could come up with, I have a really good joke, but I can't. I can't say it.
I don't even know what it is, but I know where you're going.
All right, Mylan, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
You don't have to be beautiful. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Robin Perry Braun in studio and April Barnes. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She is also an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner, and does Skype sessions all over the world. She uses quantum energy approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical problems. And April Barnes is, welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you.
Again, welcome.
Thank you.
Great to have you in studio. We met a couple of weeks ago. We were on the same rowing team at White Rock Lake here in Dallas, Texas. And April is a dating and relationship coach who loves to talk about sex, and she wants to bridge the gap with love and sex so people can live a full, loving, and happy life. Okay, so love and sexology 101. What do you want us to know?
Wow. Well, that's Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Well, I think so. There's so much negative towards sex right now, out in society. Just look at porn. Just what's being forced down everybody's throats is really not what sex truly should be. And I really would like to just start the conversation and open it up with real people, real conversations, real terminology, and just talk about what are the issues and what sex could be. Because I don't think people really talk about the benefits of sex enough, the positives of sex, and that's that's what we really need to be talking about, yeah. actually, because people don't understand the magic that could happen in the healing and everything right. that mm-hmm. goes along with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's so forbidden. It's so verboten.
Right.
Exactly. Speaking a little German for our German listeners. But seriously, so, you know, you have an interesting perspective about porn. We talked about that a little bit when we were after we finished rowing that morning. Can you share with our listeners what you feel the porn industry has done to sex and love?
I'm not sure if it's necessarily the porn industry that did it. I think it probably perpetuated the situation that we have with sex right now. But porn is not sex. Porn is acting. It's men paying for women to do what men want, to make money for men. And I just don't think, I mean, it makes me nervous that kids, that especially boys, are watching mm-hmm. this, because it's I have a talk with my, you know, with people all the time, just saying that you do understand that porn isn't sex. And that there's
a lot of people think, though, that it's a compliment to sex. Instead of an interruption, I feel it's an interruption. You can't truly make love and have intimacy with someone when you're staring at a screen watching somebody else have sex.
Right, right. And especially an empty screen. Then that's what I feel like most porn is just an empty, I don't know, it's a scene. It's not real. It's mm-hmm. It's just acting. And
why do people gravitate towards it?
I think guys, I can't tell. I don't know why guys gravitate towards it. Maybe because they're lonely.
But even
maybe
women
they
are,
need some
even
connection.
Even women are watching porn now. We've talked about it many times with Robin.
I know. And I've watched it. I've watched it plenty. I mean, that's why I got to the point where it was whenever I saw a woman, you know, because I'd like to watch heterosexual, you know, porn, but not anymore, because I got to the point where I would notice that the women were just not present. The women weren't in their full power. The women were just there doing what I knew I could feel nothing, basically. Mm-hmm. And I want to feel what she's feeling, because that's where the real magic is, and that's where you tap into it. And that's what I think guys are really missing out on, the full picture of guys and girls, mm-hmm. or men and women. Yeah. We're kind of all missing out on it, because we're not tapping into the relationship and the connection and the love and the healing and all of the beauty that's there, that can be tapped into.
Yeah. What do you want to say, Robin?
Well, just, you know, most porn stars, as well as prostitutes and strippers, have all been sexually abused. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's very comfortable for them to move into that. They've got misconceived perceptions about their body and about sexuality and about men and about sex. So when they're doing the movies, they are dissociated. Mm-hmm. They can't be present, because it's not real. They have to check out, because most of the time it's triggering their own traumas to be in there. And they've just numbed themselves to what they're doing, and they're just dissociated. So that's what you're experiencing, is they're not present. They're checked out. They're somewhere else.
And then I think that that relates to the person who's watching it on the other side of the screen, mm-hmm. too, that they're separated from themselves whenever they're masturbating or whatever mm-hmm. they're doing, or mm-hmm. that they are separated from themselves. And so they lose that connection with themselves even.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting stuff. I love the psychology behind it. What else do you want people to know?
Wow. That's a great question. I'd like for people to know that it's okay to talk about sex. It's okay to understand that most people have issues with sex. None of us.
A lot of people have, like, what kind of issues?
Well,
and we have to, of course, be candid. I mean, not candid, but, you know, watch right. what we well, say.
And I don't mean about the physical part of it. I think most of it's not physical. Yes, eating a healthy lifestyle and what Mylan was talking about before, absolutely, that's all part of it. But it is emotional, spiritual, you know, chemical. There are imbalances that need to be rebalanced back out. And it is, I think, it's also programming. It's programming from our parents, from their parents, from religion. It's programming from all over that does separate us from from heterosexual. And I usually talk mostly about heterosexual sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think the separation between man and woman has really caused the imbalance. And women are led to believe that they need to do certain things mm-hmm. with their body to provide for the man mm-hmm. and not it's not about them.
Yeah.
You know? And that's whenever women need to really tap into that. And it all starts from childhood. I think it starts from childhood. It starts with, female masturbation.
Yeah.
Why is that taboo? But mm-hmm. it's not male masturbation isn't taboo. And I think also that leads into our daily lives, because whenever we're not able to take care of ourselves and make ourselves feel good, then we're out looking for everything else externally to mm-hmm. make ourselves feel good. And if that means, you know, a man's supposed to do this or that with us or whatever, then okay, that's what we settle for.
Yeah. And women need to understand it's not about it. The power that a woman has is a power of control over her own body. It's, you know, I think a lot of men think that women use that power, what do I want to say?
To manipulate.
Yes, maybe? To manipulate. But it also, you know, it's so funny because last night I was watching the movie Bridesmaids for the first time because everybody has been telling me, you've got to see it. It's so funny. So I was like, okay, I'm going to watch the movie. And I got to like the first scene and it was like, and then he basically said, hey, I don't know how to say this, but I'm done with you. I want you to go now or something like that. And then she still slept with him after that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so.
Did you watch the whole movie?
I did not watch the whole movie because I needed to. I just wanted to turn off the. I really didn't. The movie to me made women look really bad.
Well, but it doesn't because it doesn't? It's her journey. It's her journey having no self-esteem to.
Yeah, no self-esteem. Empower. And women don't understand that when they do that walk of shame, it's not good for you. It's,
right.
And so you shouldn't just lay down with anyone. You should be very particular about who you bring into your circle. That includes your sex life, you know? And anyway, so what else do you want people to know? Both of you guys.
Yeah. What do you have any?
Well, you know, I just think what she says and, you know, and not that I'm speaking for this or against this, but, you know, people go say, oh, that's ridiculous. Like the Bible says to be a virgin till you get married, blah, blah, blah. But there's actually kind of a reason for maintaining your purity and only having one life mate. And that's mm-hmm. not realistic necessarily in every case, but it's all about programming. It's all about, you know, fear of expectations and the baggage you carry from past sexual relationships that were not mature, where you weren't mature enough to have that. Children having sex before they're emotionally ready to do that. All of that in America specifically, I can't speak anywhere else. And then the porn, kids having access to porn so young, it's just damaged our programming on what we believe sex is supposed to be or mm-hmm. what it's for. Our beliefs about our body, about our talent, about our... You know, I mean, we're not supposed to be insecure in bed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's all the stuff we carry into it. And then at least 30% of the population has some kind of sexual defilement as a child, whether it was being molested or full-blown raped or abused or just being exposed to porn or inappropriate, seeing your parents have affairs or have inappropriate sexual stuff. All that stimulation imprints children. And so by the time their bodies are mature, and, you know, having arousal and all these issues, but they don't have the emotional maturity to deal with all of what sex was meant to be. Mm-hmm. And our society just promotes this very casual, uncommitted normalcy mm-hmm. to, you know, I have a lot of clients who are college students, and the normalcy to just sleep with anybody that you hook up with
people
at a bar.
People sleep together so too much. I mean, it's like it's no
the
big swipe
deal.
On a phone. Are you kidding me? Are you that desperate for sex? I mean, mm-hmm. that's ridiculous. That's that's an addiction.
But it almost feels like there's a dynamic where there's people having so much meaningless sex and then so many people not having sex at all because they're not making a connection.
Right. Perfect song, Dan the Man. Yeah, Human Touch. Because, you know, that's what it's all about. But Human Touch is about connection. It's about connection, not just the act of sex.
Absolutely.
And so can't wait to have you back on. We'll get into more specifics. It's kind of a hard subject to discuss live on the air and you know, be candid and also be careful at the same time.
Yep.
But appreciate you being in studio with us. We're going to continue
on
here. We're going to be talking about the laws of of I have trouble always saying this word. I practice too, and I'm still screwing it up. Reciprocity.
Yep.
Okay. All right, everyone. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Talk to and a little of that human touch. Just a little of that human touch.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
I'm so addicted to all the things you do when you're rolling around with me. In between the sheets, all the sounds you make.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, April Barnes, and Robin Perry Braun. Robin Perry Braun is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She's also an emotion code energy practitioner and integrated life practitioner. She does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a quantum energy approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at oneliferadio.com. Listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia and listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And a big shout out to our sponsors, you know, Charlotte's Web, Crazy Water, Squatty Potty, the ISSN, which is the International Society of Sports Nutrition, Sun Warrior, and our newest sponsor is Prep Dish. They have created two different menu options, a gluten-free and paleo meal plans. It's a great company. We'll be talking more about it in the next couple of weeks. And I wanted to quickly put this out there. This is something I read today. You know, I take my Charlotte's Web Everyday Advance, my hemp extract, my CBD oil, just a couple drops every morning. But I was just, you know, kind of perusing through this magazine, which is the Well-Being Journal, and I found this. It says cannabidiol may stop cancer from spreading. Scientists have been studying a cannabis compound called cannabidiol, which is CBD, which the hemp extract is from Charlotte's Web. And it says, which could halt the spread of many forms of aggressive cancer. And the researchers found that CBD, a main constituent in cannabis, has the ability to switch off the gene that causes mastitis and an aggressive form of breast cancer, with the advantage of avoiding toxicity and other side effects from psychoactive cannabinoids. So interesting stuff. And I just wanted isn't that cool?
Yeah.
And while we're talking about breasts, we were talking about love earlier. I want to say this, that the mammogram really has been outdated for several years now. For women that don't know that, do your research and, you know, Google it, because it's important. It really, really is. You got to protect your breasts, because
it's
got to protect your health.
Get
right?
a thermogram.
Because I grabbed myself.
Your heart.
Protect your heart. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we're talking today about reciprocity, mm-hmm. okay, and the law of reciprocity. So what is it, Robin?
Well, it's in quantum physics and understanding the science of quantum physics, which is about how energy interacts in the world and in the universe. The law of reciprocity basically says that whatever energy you send out will come back to you like a boomerang based on frequency. So some people might understand it as karma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can also call it the law of sowing and reaping. But basically anything you do, and that's word, thought, thoughts have energy, intentions have energy, indeed.
Well, because your thoughts propel you.
Well, it's not just that, but your thoughts give off a measurable energy.
Really?
Yeah, I demonstrate this every day with people with their thoughts. Your thoughts have a measurable energy. So the energy you're giving off, it also affects your own body. We create our own disease a lot with our thinking and our emotions that are trapped. So the law of reciprocity basically says any energy I'm sending out to the universe, I'm going to attract back something similar. So when I send out positive energy, I'm going to attract back positive things. When I send out negative energy, I'm going to attract back negative things.
Well, it makes perfect sense. It does. And so I think that part of it too, don't you think, you know, when you get into a bad mood or you get angry at someone and you might find yourself like maybe wishing something, you might temporarily go, oh, I wish, you know, maybe wishing something bad on somebody, that always makes you feel awful too. It really, really does.
Right. And so, you know, if we really, really understood this principle, then even if somebody did something wrong to us, you know, being able to forgive them and even bless them is going to bring us back a good result. So it's almost like if we can understand that justice happens in this idea of how we respond to things, not just that somebody, you know, that person got away with something. Mm-hmm. Nobody truly ever gets away with anything, mm-hmm. because everything can be calculated quantifiably down to energy. So somebody who lives a bad life, they may look like they got away with it, but it will be carried down to their children and their children's children and their children's children, because, you know, energy is quantifiable and the law of reciprocity. Now, sometimes we do get grace. We all need grace. I believe there's a law of grace, which basically says that sometimes we trump the law of reciprocity. We don't all the time get back what we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other dynamics in there, which I won't go into why that is. But basically, one of the other things, principles here is that, and this is more going with a biblical principle, which is when you sow a good seed, it actually gets multiplied back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, you know, it says if you sow a mustard seed, you actually create this whole bush out of this one tiny little seed. So this principle of when we do good deeds, when we sow good things, we actually get back good multiplied. So if that's not an incentive to think good thoughts, feel good, send out good vibes, bless people, and do good deeds, to think that quantum physics guarantees that when I do this, I will get back, you know, something positive for sending that out.
Absolutely. I think that this is so important that we're talking about this. It really is. And I just love that you're talking about the energy behind what people say, what they do, what they think. It's incredibly important. You know, Danny, I'm going to pull you in on this. Have you ever thought about this?
No, I didn't want to be pulled in.
Come on. Do you think about stuff like this?
Gosh, I'm sorry. About what?
Come
I was
on,
in the
Dan.
Middle of something. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. It's okay. All right. I won't pull you in like the mob. All right. So, because
you already did. You already started. So,
well, we're talking about reciprocity and whether or not, you know, when you get angry with someone, or if you have awful thoughts about someone, that it's going to come back to you. It always comes back to you.
Well, I'm a huge fan of karma.
And, you know, but I think the room for grace says, okay, I realize I went off, or I'm thinking bad thoughts about you, and I can stop it. I can say, I'm sorry. I can negate it. I can stop it. I can ask for forgiveness. So it's not like a rigid black and white, like, oh, shoot, I was thinking bad thoughts all day, so something bad's going to happen to me. Now I'm in fear, and so fear's probably going to attract mm-hmm. something bad back, right?
Right.
But it's more like, oh, shoot, I'm thinking something bad about her. I'm going to stop that thought. Or I could attract something bad back from that. So I'm gonna forgive that person. I'm gonna or maybe even I need to talk to them because I can't just totally get rid of it. But by holding on to it, I'm holding on to negative energy.
Well, and this goes, I think this is an important subject when it comes to giving as well and money.
Absolutely.
You know, if you become so obsessed and just greedy when you don't learn to be, you know, reciprocal.
Generous.
And when you're giving to people, if you're lucky enough to make a lot of money, I feel that you have a responsibility that goes along with that.
Absolutely. And there's just hundreds of cases, again, from being, you know, a Christian for many years and being in the church. I hear tons and tons of stories who, you know, people felt led to give their last dollar and got some $500 check out of nowhere. And that mm-hmm. happens all the time.
Yeah.
Well, so are you a big believer in, let's say, athletics? You are a, you know, whether it's basketball, football, whatever. You did not buy into, or they're saying, you know, a lot of these athletes will say, well, wait a minute. I need to do this because I'm a role model. No, I'm not a role model. It's a job that I do. However, what do you feel about that as far as being a role model? If you are thrust into a, you know, I don't want to say a leadership, but, you know, where kids look up to you.
To quote Spider-Man's father, much is given, much is required. So, yes, I believe there's a responsibility when you have a platform or a venue to sow good seeds from that platform.
Well, and I'm gonna quote Thumper, okay? From the movie Bambi. When I was in Disney World, I got my little pins, you know, and I got Belle because Beauty and the Beast is like my favorite love story.
Yeah.
And I got Bambi and Thumper. And what else did I get? I got one more. I can't think of it right now. But they're on my bag. I'll have to pull it over here and look. But Thumper says, if you ain't got nothing good to say, then don't say nothing at all. And that's kind of like a family rule in my house. Like, seriously, I'm going to go look at my bag. Hold on.
That's right. So go out there, go do some good deeds, pay it forward, buy somebody's coffee at Starbucks or slushy at 7-Eleven.
And my bag does have just Bambi and Thumper and Belle on it.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I didn't want to spend $12.99 for the thing that goes around my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
But they had a lot of fun trading pins at Disney World.
That's fun.
Anyway, but yeah, thank you so much. Hey, you guys, we've got a great guest coming up tomorrow, Kirk Hyland.
Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday? Okay, sorry. Thursday, if the earth could speak, it defines what we need, actions that we need to do to protect the earth. It's all about survival of our species. It's a great show. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and send some good vibrations.